the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I am a poor miserable sinner. Confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your eternal punishment. For I am heartily sorry, and sincerely repentant, and I pray you for our mercy, and in the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of mine office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. Ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be on their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed. When he cometh again, and as we reflect on our messages during this time of the year, the last Sunday of this, our church year, we pray your grace, your mercy, and your knowledge will continue to rule and reign in each and every heart through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson of this last Sunday of the church year is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant whose lives be as a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of our Lord. Our epistle lesson for this last Sunday of the church year is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning with verses 1. Now concerning the things and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness brothers, for the day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now may we stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Matthew's, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flecks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they was going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' This is the gospel of our Lord. Let us now at this time make a true confession of our Christian faith found in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered seat. Now, grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with each and every heart gathered together here again on another blessed last Sunday of the church year. Today, our message will be found in our epistle lesson from the Apostle Paul's letter to the believers in Thessalonica. And the aim of this message is focus on the last judgment. And mankind needs to be ready for the Lord's return on the last day. Those dwelling in darkness face destructions. Those living in light have deliverance. Be ready for the Lord's return. Be ready for the Lord's return. Are you ready for the Lord's return? How often do we hear those words? Are you ready? We live in a world and a society where all too often we hear that phrase, are you ready? Every day we get ready for one thing or another. When we wake up, we get ready for breakfast. After we have breakfast, we get ready to go to work. We get ready to go to school. We get ready for lunch. We get ready to plan the rest of our day. Each and every day, we are always getting ready. Getting ready. Even after the end of a day, we find ourselves getting ready for a meal. And after the meal, we get ready to rest the rest of the evening. And after even getting ready for bed, we get ready for the next day. But as believers, we who live in the light of Christ and have deliverance, we get ready for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's second return, when he returns to take all who are trusting and believing in him, all who are living their lives following the teachings and the commands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to love God with our whole heart, mind, and souls, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That is what we, as the Apostle Paul refers to it, as children of the light, the life that we live, and the things that we are always getting ready for, making sure that we are ready when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ returns to take us to be with him, our Heavenly Father and the heavenly host, who now awaits the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to bring all Christians who are still alive to be with them in paradise. And so we live in a life of preparedness and getting ready for. We have today in our gospel, in our epistle lesson, where the Apostle Paul writes to the believers at Thessalonica. This is a large city that he's addressing, over 200,000 back over 2,000 years ago. And in verse 1 of our epistle lesson, the Apostle Paul calls them brothers. They are united by faith in Christ Jesus. And then the Lord Jesus will return on judgment day. It will come suddenly. Many people will not be expecting the Lord's return. None will escape. Jesus will return. In verses 5 now, comes the comparison of those in the dark with believers who live in the light. Sin and evil abounds in the dark, wickedness like darkness. God will expose all. And in verse 9 we hear, here is God's warning for those who live in darkness. They will suffer wrath. They will suffer wrath. God's judgment will come upon the wicked swiftly and without warning. Those living in the dark have no clue about Jesus' returns. They will live lives not ready for the Lord's return. Judgment day, the last day will come, and many will be unprepared. The Lord will return as judge, not as a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. That season that we are about to enter into, the season of Advent, as we prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate that first promise, when God promised to send a Savior into this world to save all people from our sins, because the wages of sin is death. But we celebrate again this Advent and Christmas season when God gave that eternal gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into this world to save all people from that sin. And so the Lord will return as judge this time, not as a little baby, but as judge and ruler of this world. And the time for repentance will have slipped away from those who are still living in darkness. And sadly, it seems as if many more will be lost than ready for the Lord's return. As we consider Sodom and Gomorrah, these cities, the cities and all of those around on that plain, were destroyed with fire and brimstone because of their wickedness. Only Lot and his two daughters were saved from among those thousands. Think of the flood. People were eating and drinking and marrying and being given into marriage. The rains came, and almost everyone still lived as if nothing would ever change. In their wickedness, millions were unprepared, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man, Matthew 24 and 39 says. Only 8 people were saved during the time of Noah. Only 8 people of that entire population on earth was saved. Those living in darkness are the dark will face destructions. And generally speaking, most people spend a desire to spend eternity in heaven. And why is it that so many still choose to live in darkness or in wickedness? Or why do so many turn away from God? We need to remember that sin is a part of our human nature. We was born into this world as sinners. We are called, when we are born into this world, enemies of God. And such is the attitude of our sinful human nature. Our hearts are only wicked all the time. This is the verdict. Life has come into this world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for the fear that his deeds may be exposed. Jesus is the light of the world. When we, as followers of Jesus, through holy baptism becomes children of light and are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live and to be the light of this world that we now live in, a world that is filled with sin and evil and destruction. This world that we live in is ruled by the prince of darkness. The devil, Satan, has been given a time and a season to reign down here on this earth and to have his way to tempt God's people. to lose all of the things that God has blessed us with. The Bible tells us that Satan comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy all that God has blessed his children with. Those of us who are a part of the body of Christ through holy baptism and obedience to the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every believer throughout this world lives in a sin-filled, evil, wicked, foul, broken, condemned world. That is the world that we live in, even though it can be dressed up to be in such a marvelous place, such a wholesome place, because we can blot out those things that we don't want to see. We have the opportunity to get our information from various sources, and some of those sources only focuses on the good and the happy and the blessed times, and others would tell us the truth about this a dying world in which we live. Anybody watch the news lately? All of the stealing, the killing, the maiming, and the corruption that we see on a daily basis. Even those places where we read about in Holy Scripture, even on today, this morning, about the children in Israel, those over there physically, all of the fighting and the destruction and the killing that is going on. This scripture that we have that was written thousands of years before reads as today's newspaper. If we but look at what is taking place over there at this very moment and very hour, the Lord tells us that that day was coming and all that is going to come after these days that we are living in, the days of tribulation, the last days of mankind to turn and to repent and to place their faith and their hope and their trust back in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in our lesson today, the Apostle Paul continued to stress the word brothers, those of us who are a part of the family of Christ, the body of Christ. These last days will come as a surprise, but it will not be surprising for prepared believers. Anybody in here surprised about what we see taking place today? Every day on the news, even before the fighting that is that we see going on in Jerusalem, we had all of our news channels covering stories about corruption. Anybody heard of the corruption that is going on, not only here in America, but throughout this world? Evil men and evil nations getting together and taking over other nations, destroying other people's livelihood, other people's ways of life, all because of greed, the greed that drives them to make them think that the more they get, the more that they would have. But we as Christians, as believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knows that this world does not consist of things that we have or that we possess in these early things that makes us valuable human beings to God. We are valuable because he created us in his own image and likeness and has made us his highest creation. And when we see this world that we live in and the way that certain peoples are treated because of their race, their color, or their creed, or because of those evil people who are wealthy and decide to do evil to those who cannot fend for themselves, we know that we live in a bad place, in a sin-filled, evil, wicked, foul, broken world. But we as believers, those who are children of the light, each and every Sunday that we gather together here and hear the word of God and we learn from his holy word, this is the main purpose of our worship. Our secondary purpose is, as believers worshiping together, is to encourage and to build each other up. How many people after watching the news feel so encouraged and so empowered to get up and to go do something good for the Lord? Anybody? Or is it when you watch the news and see all that is going on, feel kind of discouraged, feel kind of sad, feel kind of like yucky just because of all of the evil, the wickedness that is going on all around us? But it is here when we gather together around God's holy words and his sacraments that we are encouraged. And as children of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ offers us that light and that power, the power of his Holy Spirit, to live as children of light, even though we live in a dark, dark world. We find out through God's holy word how to bear fruit of children that lives in the light, the fruit of all goodness and righteousness and truth. And we find out what pleases the Lord as we find out what pleases the Lord. We find ourselves living out what pleases the Lord. Goodness, righteousness, and truth truly pleases our God. And thankfully, our living Lord does not just tell us what he wants out of our lives as Christians. Our gracious God also is the one who empowers us to live and to carry out his will. The creator of the universe is the same God who creates faith in our hearts for our lives. On our own, we are only lost and condemned creatures. But God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. It is the very cross of Christ that each of us have seen the glory of God. We prepare for the Lord's return. By grace through faith in the Lord, our God has made us his very own children. By God's powerful word, he has made us people of light in this dark, wicked world. We look forward to the Lord's return on the last day, Judgment Day. We prepare for Jesus' return. And in reality, we are prepared for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord, whenever it may be, you believe in him and are filled with his inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, salvation of your souls. In our mortal bodies, we have immortality. God's grace has given to each of us eternity. Our sins are forgiven. We are ready. Every day we wake up getting ready. Getting ready for some important thing, unimportant thing. As we get ready for this and that, we may recall that we look ahead to be ready for eternity. Maybe when we get ready to begin our day, we could remember that the Lord will return. Or maybe when we get ready at the end of the day, in the evening, we would remember God delivered us out of darkness into his light. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, be ready for the Lord's return. Darkness brings eternal destruction. This is the truth of Scripture. We cannot scare anyone into heaven, and we cannot scare anyone out of hell. But we are thankful that God has placed his light inside of us so that we may let our light so shine that others may see our good works and glorify our God, thereby following and accepting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for their salvation and eternal life that is to come. I pray now that the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, down to the appointed time of our announcements. We have any special announcements? No special announcement. We have them all in our bulletin, in our blue letter. I would just to like to announce that I thank you all for inviting me here again to celebrate at Redeemer, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and this season that he has blessed us to end on and prayerfully begin a new season of Advent as we celebrate this last Sunday in our church year. And on this past Wednesday, the celebration of Thanksgiving Eve. Thank God for blessing us and being with us during our Thanksgiving Eve service, as well as today. Thank you all for allowing me to help in the celebrating of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through his holy word and sacrament that we experience here today. Those are my announcements. And if there's no other, we will continue with the prayers of our church at this time. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the well-being of the churches of Christ and for the godly unity of Christendom, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all of those who in faith and piety and the fear of God offer here their worship and praises, let us pray to the Lord. For Matthew and Eric, our shepherds and bishops in Christ, and for all pastors and teachers and all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our nation and all our people, for our president and Congress, our governor and legislature, our judges and our magistrates, and all who serve in public office, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and the sorrowing, for those who mourn, for those in need and distress, for those homebound and infirm, and especially for those of whom are on our prayer list and have asked for prayer, those who are on our sick and our shut-in list, those who are recovering from illnesses, and those who are still in the process of their healing and receiving healing and requesting prayers from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, amen. And for the families who mourn, for those whose death is near, and for us all, that when our last hour come, we may depart this life in the confidence of the sure faith, the consolation of a right, devout, and holy hope. And in the communion of Christ's holy church, let us pray to the Lord. As we remember those in the military services and those of our university students, Lord, in your mercy, and recalling those who have gone before us in the faith and rejoicing to share with them in the Sabbath rest which Christ has won for his people, that together with them we may be found faithful in the day of judgment and rejoice in the day of the resurrection of the dead. Let us pray to the Lord. The Lord be with you. And